Why does Dad need life insurance? Is he sick? I don't want him to die. I'd never see him again.
The best kind of life insurance is the kind that Jesus has to offer. Do you know what insurance is? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Insurance is something your parents buy in case something they own breaks. Then if you need to fix it, it won't cost as much money. But there's only one kind of insurance that can fix your soul, and that's the kind that God offers us through His Son Jesus. Just listen to Romans 6:23. It says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." And now our story is called Life Insurance. "Hey, Dad," Eleanor said as she bounced into the den. "What are you doing?" Dad looked up from the papers on his desk and smiled at Eleanor. "Just going through some paperwork. How was school?" "All right," Eleanor replied. "I got a B on my science test today." She paused and, after a moment, frowned. "Is your paperwork for that insurance stuff you were talking about with Mom? I overheard you talking about it when I was studying yesterday, but I don't understand what it means." Dad shifted his chair. "It's called life insurance," he began. "If something happened to me and I died, Mom would need money to pay for my funeral and to take care of you. She wouldn't be able to pay for it all herself. But with life insurance, the insurance company helps pay for everything." "Oh," Eleanor said, turning the idea over in her mind. Suddenly, a thought struck her. "Are you getting this insurance because you're sick?" she asked. "I don't want you to die. We'd never be together again." "It's all right, Eleanor. I'm not sick," Dad said, giving her a hug. "But even if I did die, it doesn't mean you'd never see me again. Life insurance can only help pay for things on earth when someone dies, but I have the assurance of eternal life with Jesus, who paid a much greater cost. He died to pay the price of my sin. Because I trust in Him, I know that I'll go to heaven to be with Him when I die, and one day He will raise me from the dead." "No life insurance could ever promise anything as good as that," Dad said, pointing to the papers on his desk. "Do you have the assurance of eternal life too, Eleanor? Have you trusted Jesus as your Savior? If so, then you and I will be together with Him forever." "I've heard a lot about trusting in Jesus at church, but I guess not," Eleanor stammered. "Will you help me pray so I can tell Him I want to do that now, Dad?" "Absolutely," Dad replied, and they both bowed their heads. So how about you? Do you have the assurance of eternal life with Jesus? The price of your sin is too high for you to pay, but Jesus paid it for you when He died on the cross. When you trust Him as your Savior, He promises you eternal life with Him. So trust in Him today and know that you'll live with Him forever. To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, just get your parents' permission first, then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is Romans 6:23.
"For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord."
And our key thought for today, receive the assurance of eternal life. Hey, do you love to listen to the Keys for Kids stories every day? How have they helped you grow closer to God? I'd love to hear how Keys for Kids has impacted your walk with Him. Maybe you heard a story that helped encourage you through a tough time, or one of the devotionals taught you something new about God and you shared it with a friend. Ask your parents' permission and send me a voice message. Go to keysforkids.net and tap open mic in the menu and tell me your story. That's keysforkids.net and tap open mic. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.